531.
The launch of Te Hotonga Hapori, an AUT research program to evaluate the societal impact of Aotearoa's largest urban redevelopment projects, took place on Friday at AUT in Auckland. Te Hotonga Hapori, Connecting Communities, is an AUT research program to evaluate Kāinga Ora's multi-billion dollar urban redevelopment across Aotearoa. Māori advisor for Te Hotonga Hapori, Professor Tania Ka'ai, attended the launch. Tania is Professor of Māori Innovation and Development and Director of Te Ipukaria, the National Māori Language Institute at AUT. Hawaiian, Cook Island and of Samoan heritage, through her father's side and Māori descent on her mother's side. She joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Kia rana and thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Tania.
Kia rana, Brian. Tēnei te mea te kia koe. I tēnei wā o Matariki. O Matariki.
Now, firstly, Tania, can you give us an overview of Friday's launch?
It was really, for an hour and a quarter, it was a wonderful occasion of celebrating the launch with, of course, Minister Dr. Megan Woods, who gave her time to come and speak with us to share her thoughts on the occasion. It went well. It was smooth running because we have such a great team to prepare and also to host people in an appropriate way. So, interesting, Minister Woods was entertaining, but hit some very sage and salient points because she was able to combine two of her portfolios, of course, of being the minister in terms of housing, and she was, and also for community interest in the impact of our housing of this project on our communities, of course, in those areas across the country, but specifically focused on this project is focused on in areas in Tamaki with Māori and the Pacific focus with Associate Professor Albert Rafiti being responsible for providing advice for our Pacific community to the project, and myself for Māori. She spoke very well of the importance of investing the 8 million, because she's also the head of MB, so that was her other, the dual focus she had, and the importance of how this, the results and the findings as we gather the evidence and the feedback from communities and key stakeholders who are at this time inputting into the design of the actual project, which is fantastic, right from the outset, not just, you know, it's not just when everything is set in concrete and they have to be able, they're not able to input to affect the kinds of questions that we ask in the surveys and, of course, in the questionnaires that go to community. So she was very complimentary of the design. She said this research will inform policy and for government policy. It will also give further insight into other projects that are being done similarly in with regard to housing. She was complimentary of the team as well, that there are three projects part of this this overall project. One is dealing with big data, the other is looking at working with Kāinga Ora, of course, and looking at how we can segue and work with Kāinga Ora in ways that will make a difference. And of course, the last project is using creating new technology that we can have to pilot with communities in being able to test their, give feedback at any certain time during the day around around placement of things within their community. So, yeah, it was a great opportunity. Short, sweet, but lots of interaction and lots of positive feedback and cross-interdisciplinary, stakeholders, community coming in and mixing with academics and working with and being able to share the interests that they have in this project.
Professor Tanya, can you give us a brief overview of the framework for the project over the next 5 years and how it's going to work? And, you know, you touched on, you know, three of the main pillars, but an overview of the framework.
It's, for me, it's early to say until we work out. We've got the three projects, but we need to work out the details of how that those projects are going to be designed and how they we will at the moment drilling down to create that 5-year plan. Yeah. At the moment we're still workshopping and we will be in that mode probably for another 3 or 4 months, and then we'll be able to come and be able to share a much better, a clearer picture with our community and with media, of course, because we'll be able to, we don't want to, we need to have community input into the design. And that's, I think this is what makes this project very, very special. From the outset, our community people are inputting at this moment. So we don't want to foreshadow the overall framework when we're still trying to work that out.
Now, in terms of what we know already, with regards to, you know, regeneration projects based on previous ones, and this is, you know, the social impacts, whether good or bad, can you talk to us a bit of, you know, about that, and maybe as to why, you know, how this project came about and its importance over the next 5 years, especially if we're looking towards policy implementation at a government level with regards to, you know, social housing in particular?
Yep. Kia ora, no, Brian. Our associate professor Scott Duncan is the principal lead on this project, and of course I'm personally very pleased to have him there, as he is Māori, so it's like having another lens to this project. He has worked on bringing all of the team together and their skill set over the last, I would say, 2 years, trying to look at, using big data and, you know, little projects that then all piece together, bring together an opportunity to hit, create this larger project with three separate projects that are interdisciplinary and that interact to give us really, really substantial data, but also a voice for our communities on the impact of regeneration, urban regeneration in specific areas. You know, Scott was actually raised went to Roskill Grammar, so he understands the issues that are part of our communities as well. And the social impact of as our cities grow, we need parks for our children. We need access to amenities. We need access to buses and trains, and we need early childhood centres like, you know, kindergartens. We need shops and Plunkett and so many other things around us, which are going to provide healthy communities, which is what Hotong or Hapuri is about. It's around ensuring that we have healthy communities and our well-being is being considered in the regeneration of our urban centre, and particularly, of course, Tāmaki. So I'm going to answer you in that way, that, you know, I'm He's probably, it's a good opportunity to speak to him as well on his own work in developing and building up to this, to what we've now got as this larger project. But it is around ensuring voice and creating a voice for our community so that we can create huge social, to understand the social impact of urban regeneration on our communities and families.
Finally, Professor Tanya, with regards to your role as part of the five-year research project, I understand as a Māori advisor to the project. Can you tell us more on that, please? Thank you.
Yes, I'm really honoured and humbled to be part of this this team, and my areas to look at really is to support and guide the way in which we reach out to Māori organisations, not for profits, you know, the Independent Māori Statutory Board, to iwi, to you know, to Auckland Kindergarten Association, to ensure, and others, you know, not that's by no minute the limit on those. It's just that, you know, to create less of a divide between this project and an important community organization so that they have the opportunity to participate, for the team to come and present to communities in a way that they understand the project and to ask vital questions. That's really important. And so I've helped to facilitate that. I'm also looking at ways in which we can really drill down and understand what is well-being. What is it? Does it mean to, you know, to be, when we talk about health and well-being? And so that's something that that's part of the research component that I'll be looking at and understanding and bringing to the table, more comprehensive understanding. Excuse me. So that in our languages, you know, Brian, our languages contain so much more around, and also hints of what it is to be healthy and well, and what well-being is. It's contained within our languages and our metaphors that we use. And so for me, that's an important aspect that I can bring to this project as well, to unpick what it is that we mean by well-being.
And finally, Professor Tanya, you know, on a personal level for you, and with such a, you know, a large undertaking of this type over the next five years, personally, what is it that you want to see, you know, come out the other end of this five-year research project?
I want the voices of our communities to be heard in terms of being able to articulate in the research findings their issues, and that the issues are part of the findings to be released and disseminated, and also positioning our government to really understand that, you know, Māori and Pacific, because I'm both, are being heard. And I have every confidence in the way this project has begun and stepped out from the outset, that there's a huge commitment to ensuring community voices as part of the design of this project. So I'm heartened that we get this right from the outset, and we provide a framework where those voices are heard. Then we can look at the findings, and the findings will be able to say, these are the good things, but these are the things that we believe strongly need to be fixed or corrected or addressed within the next 5 years, 10 years, to step that out, to ensure that our children and our grandchildren don't inherit what we are currently faced with. And that's a crisis, because we want to gift them a sense of well-being that because of our hard work right now.
Professor of Māori Innovation and Development, as well as Director of Te Ipukaria, the National Māori Language Institute at AUT in Auckland, Professor Tania Ka'ai. Ngāmihi, thank you so much for your time today and all the very best for the project over the next 5 years. Thank you.
Whawhatai te lelawa.